Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Always a blast and way too fast. Filling in for Lawrence Holmes here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm Mark Grody. Thank you to Chris Emma for coming on the show, talking Bears and Notre Dame Pro Day. Also had Tony Gill from NBC Sports Chicago talking about another dud of a Bulls game. The Bulls 126-109 loss to New Orleans, which you heard right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And big thanks to my guy Brandon Fryer. Always good to see him in person. Poke it out. Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. And now this very special, exclusive transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. We get to go live to Las Vegas and specifically Circa Resort and Casino, where we find a fully loaded afternoon show. It is the Parkins and Spiegel show with Dan Bernstein, as Parkins staying home to attend to potentially having child number two. How are you guys doing
in Vegas? Or diarrhea. We don't know.
That is the best anyone has ever said the reason why Danny is home.
Right.
That's better than the promo. That's better than I've ever discussed it. Better than Danny's ever discussed it, because it's shorter.
Uh-huh.
It's better than Bernstein's ever said it.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah. That makes all the sense in the world. Hello, Mark. Yes.
Hi.
We are not fully loaded. Not just yet.
Right, when you got 4 hours.
Although our personal whiskey sommelier is on retainer is preparing himself at the moment for a long afternoon.
Cody Decker last night, as we made...
We'll talk to him about it.
Oh, God. It was an open bar, and there was some of the highest end stuff I've ever seen. And then he was bringing whiskeys over. I think he was inventing countries where the whiskey was from.
The server at one point gave me a look when he's on his phone spelling the Scottish name of this, whatever this distillery is, from somewhere in the Highlands. It's like 3 G's and 4 H's and no vowels. And she says, let me take his phone, like walk it over to the bartender to see what it was. But he was, we were in good hands.
This whole trip is amazing. It's like an old school radio promotion, Mark. You remember when this world existed?
Yes. I'm feeling it right now from you guys, like with the action in the background, the enthusiasm in your voices. Like there,
oh,
you guys.
Goodness.
This is. We've been on for 2 minutes, and there's a feel that I have right now.
Oh, Cody Decker, put your shirt back on. You're enticing too many people.
He's the only one eligible to take his shirt off out there, probably.
Just too much excitement
going on. Dan has a crush. Have you noticed that? I think Shane has noticed that. Yeah, Dan's got a thing. But here's how this is supposed to work. I'm pretty sure, having been a part of these at various levels, they want us to have a really good time. And then we say, we are having a really good time.
Uh-huh.
You too should come out here, Score listener, and have a really good time. So as a vessel, as like a piece of that puzzle, I really value our position in helping to achieve their goals. You know what I'm saying?
It's a solemn responsibility.
Someone's got to do it. And the Circa Resort and Casino is just freaking remarkable. I mean, you've seen these pictures, right?
Oh, yes.
The stadium swim out here. It's a sports book in front of 4 levels of swimming pools. It's an absurd thing, and just watching Bernsy experience it for the first time has been quite something.
Oh, wait, Dan, is this the first time you've been to Vegas, or is this just your first time at Circa?
First time out of the state of Illinois.
It's my second time. The last time I was in Vegas was the trip that Terry and I took at this same time of year for similar reasons, back when, you know, the old-time radio, and this is our first foray back into it, but, man, we didn't do anything like this. We didn't have any tableau quite like this.
Yeah, it is quite remarkable, and obviously we're here to watch the games, and March Mayhem is going on at the Circa Sportsbook with game after game after game. I'm a happy amateur bettor. I'm a happy narrative bettor. I bet on things that make me smile and hunches that I have, and so far it's been just fine.
I saw the photo, Spiegs. I think it was your photo that you took of that immaculate looking 400 screens of sports going on out there. That just looks so cozy and so wonderful. You could, you don't even have to gamble. I mean, that's half the fun, but you probably don't even have to gamble to be sitting there and having fun watching every single sporting event ever on a television.
You don't. It's all there. All the odds are there. The odds are off to the right. They have like a scroll of their Twitter feed right there. But like, you could have a cigar right there if you'd like. You could have any beverage in the world. A remarkable menu of food items is available. You could probably ask for anything, and they would deliver it.
That's fantastic. So
the food has been great. Every next bite has been wonderful. And we know tonight is not going to disappoint either.
Yeah. Mark, I was watching college hockey this morning.
It's on right now.
That's something I've never done before. I'm never going to do it again. I don't even watch professional hockey. I was watching Western Michigan's hockey team because it was there on the sports.
Hey, the NCAA Championships Allentown Regional Semifinal has just begun with fourth-seeded American International just now dropping the puck against your top-seeded Michigan Wolverines men's hockey team.
I have to ask a question since I just heard Shane's voice. Somebody's going to have to explain to me that Shane and Tannehill went to like a pawn shop. Like, is there like a big deal pawn shop in Las Vegas?
It's the pawn shop. The pawn shop.
Okay.
Pawn Stars.
Rick Harrison's Pawn Stars.
Oh, it's a legendary.
That's the show.
Television show.
Yeah. Okay. I just saw pawn shop, and I was like, "What's the? We're going to Vegas for a pawn." Oh, okay. Okay.
It's like Antiques Roadshow, but much younger and cooler.
Okay.
Did you buy a Glock?
I'd looked for one. I thought I might have an issue getting home on the plane, but I did look for a Glock.
Okay, just making sure.
Leave Shane behind.
Look for a Glock.
Pretty sure you can just put those in your carry-on these days.
A Glock?
Why not?
Yeah, there's a little kit. You can make it fully automatic, apparently, if you want.
Oh, wow.
Extended clip.
Fun with guns. Okay. All right.
No punishment for anything.
Aren't there
nowadays
a bunch of gun ranges around here? Like where every once in a while the instructor gets perforated by some 5-year-old.
Yeah, like you get in.
Hey,
cab
Daddy,
here.
Look at this. Oh, sorry.
The cabbies immediately ask you, "Do you want to go to a gun range? Do you want to go get weed? Do you want to go to a strip club?" That's how the cabbies treat you here.
It should be said that Burnsy's wearing a Danny Parkins "What
Thank
About
you.
Chicago?"
Someone
t-shirt.
Noticed
and sweatpants.
But
nice.
Someone noticed my homage to Danny Parkins.
That is very a loving nice. Homage.
I
yes.
figured if I. I'm here in his stead. I might as well represent his cause.
Poor and then, Danny boy.
Explain the Adidas sweatpants if you can. Nope, I don't think you can.
I don't. But she won't let me wear cargo shorts. My preferred shorts are cargo shorts, but they've been banned.
As
so
they should be.
I don't have any others, so I didn't bring any.
What now? What about the plane ride? Because I was on the air with Ranji and Layla yesterday for a segment, and then Mitch started texting the show and giving the seating chart that Spiegel and his wife were sitting together and that Dan and his wife were not sitting together on the plane.
She changed her seat without me knowing. And she's like, "Of course I changed my seat." And I said, "What are you going to tell me?" She said, "I don't know. Figure it out." I said, "Okay. It's fine."
Okay.
We would have bothered each other.
Because she likes an aisle or?
I don't know. She wanted something different. We spent the whole time texting each other about handling the various situations with the kids. So it didn't matter.
Okay.
It's easier to text than talk anyway.
See, it's not fair, Mark, because me and my wife are new, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. That's what it seemed like. It seemed like you guys are the new, fresh couple, and then Dan's been married forever, so they're okay if they sit apart.
We've known each other six years, been married for four. Like, the love is very fresh. And still bloom.
We last night went out. We'll talk about it a little bit later because there's an interesting twist to the story. But last night was our celebration of our 23rd anniversary.
Congratulations, so for real, real.
Thank you. So we did the dinner here at a lovely place, which has a Bears and NFL connection that I didn't find out until we were just sitting down.
Oh, Bears.
But it was. It was nice to toast our Jordan anniversary.
That's fantastic.
And quite naturally, I ate your pizza.
Eat the pizza.
Eat the whole thing.
I hate to ask a question like this, but on any of the 4,000 televisions out there, did you guys take in any of the Bulls game last night? If you didn't, it's okay.
Dude, that is exposing the soft white underbelly to the talons of your predators. That ain't good, and that ain't it.
Ooh.
There are not a lot of potential wins on this schedule.
Oof.
As we go down the
nine
stretch
left,
here.
Speaks,
and,
nine.
I know, and that was one, and for it to play out that way, my God, do you realize they're 16-21 on the road?
There is
no team in the top six in either conference under 500 except the Cleveland Cavaliers at 18-19. The Bulls are far and away the worst road team of anybody in the top six.
Anybody who heard me on Wednesday knew that I was channeling my inner Norm Van Leer after the fourth quarter sequence against Milwaukee that allowed Grayson Allen consecutive possessions of an uncontested layup. Grayson Allen, consecutive possessions of an uncontested layup.
Yes.
That, and I hate being. I'm not being a meatball. I'm not saying kill him, but you got have
guard
some pride.
You got to put a foot in their ass.
Some pride.
Yeah,
have some defensive pride. Stand in front of someone who has the basketball. And any one of these little guards, look,
Jose Alvarado last night.
That's a G leaguer.
Yeah,
that's a two way contract guy. That's like Devin Dotson going off on a team that was number one in the conference. And that guy's cutting through you like butter.
You know, it's funny. This morning I read a two-way player, Jose Alvarado. Like, wow, is he, like, better than I thought? Is he, like, a good defensive player and a good offensive player? Is that what they mean? That's not what they mean. That's not what they mean. They mean he's a G-leaguer.
He's a two-way contract.
He's at a two-way contract, and he's lucky to be here, and still he is owning you last night.
Well,
Devontae Graham able to go to the rim anytime he wanted to as well.
Good God. 5 3-pointers for Devontae Graham. You mentioned Jose Alvarado, you know, big part of the 12-0 run, which, you know, ultimately won the game. Driving layup, floater, three-pointer. And then what did you guys think about I think it was Jose Alvarado on the sneak attack of Alex
from
Caruso
the baseline?
From the baseline.
Yeah, when he forced the travel.
Did you guys appreciate that, or did you think it was cheap?
No, it was glorious. Hiding in the corner like that, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Anybody who has been enjoying Alex Caruso this year and enjoying what he does defensively can't be mad at that, and certainly can't be mad at it happening to him.
Yeah, it felt a little bit like the hidden ball trick.
Totally. That's what I was going to say.
I'm down with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hidden ball trick.
They're playing the hidden defense trick. Though.
Yeah.
They'll reveal it soon.
Defensive passion trick.
Wasn't the defense supposed to be back when Alex Caruso came back? What's happened? Because they're still making rudimentary mistakes. You know, it's like, I get it. Like, Zach LaVine's not a great defensive player. Vucevic is not a great defensive player. But they're making kid mistakes.
I still think that a lot of it is communication when you're playing team defense. And they do not communicate well.
Right.
And in Billy's defense, it's been a bunch of different lineups and a bunch of different rotations. It's a brand new second unit now, but they don't listen to each other. They don't concentrate on it and hear each other. I thought Zach LaVine actually had a lot of personal defensive effort last night, but as a group, they don't get it done at all.
It was something that when they had Thaddeus Young last year, that was to get you organized. Somebody on the back line of the defense, and Tristan Thompson's tried. And he's been mostly talk and pretty much all acting and talk and everything he's done. But at least he's tried when he's out there. You can hear him on the effects mic. You can hear him talking, giving defensive rules and letting people remember who's supposed to guard whom.
Yeah, the refs heard him at the end of the game.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, a little rabbit ears going on there, I think.
Yeah, I think that was kind of that. I actually appreciated that one. I was okay with the hard foul by Ayo Dosunmu at the end on Alvarado because he's kind of rubbing it in at the end, and then Tristan gets kicked out. I mean,
it's too late, though. That looks lame and cheap when you do it that late. Instead of taking it out on him, how about guarding him before he scores 100 on you? Now do it then. Get mad then.
That'd be nice.
Take it out beforehand. It looks sour after the fact.
But if they just allow him to have that layup and he's 10 feet away from him, then we're probably singing a tune. Then we're talking about get in front of the guy.
Probably.
You know, foul him. Do something. Don't just let that happen, because not only are they beating you up 126-109, then they're embarrassing you at the end of the game as well. So it's like bad from all angles
for
the Bulls.
Yeah, just absolutely horrendous. I'm trying to keep control of my self-control here in Vegas. This is a difficult place to do it.
Are you talking now radio professionalism control?
No, no. Human competence.
Appetites?
Yes. Okay. Sure, all of them. Like, if you want a treat... You know, my brother was making fun of me on my most recent vacation with him about, like, it seems like every few minutes, Matt, you need a treat, whether it is a chocolate item or, ooh, a drink or, ooh, a smoke or, ooh, a cigar or, ooh, let's do this.
Do they still allow smoking?
Something.
They still allow smoking on premises?
Yes.
At
anything.
Casinos? Okay. I wasn't sure.
Anything.
I'd smoke anything you want.
Okay. Anything.
If you got it, you can smoke it.
And nice. now you add gambling. I could walk 20 yards last night, and by the end of those 20 yards, I am your prototypical score listener who is enjoying everything that we advertise and have for decades, you know?
And is it, how, please give me the demeanor, the actions of our boss, Mitch Rosen. How has he been? He's usually very good at accommodating at these kinds of things. Has he been that way? Has he been nervous? Give me the boss language here.
He is in full. He's in full pleaser mode.
Uh-huh. Oh my god!
Uh-huh.
He has been the cruise director.
Yes.
All he needs,
Captain Stubing.
All he needs to be Julie, the cruise director, is the clipboard and massive amounts of cocaine.
You know,
and he needs to be a little bit more adorable too, because he was
probably
adorable.
Well, yeah, pre multi-year cocaine binges.
Oh man,
yeah, I'm not putting the cocaine past Mitch.
Yeah.
Just because his energy is so through the roof when you think about it, and he disappears frequently, doesn't he?
He does to do the cocaine.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's where he goes.
You can't get much past Shane. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but in the bathrooms at the place last night, there's like this little silver ledge attached to the toilet paper dispenser that I can only assume is for doing lines of coke.
Like that's, they just put it there for
so
you?
So they don't do it on the toilet paper.
It's right? A hell of a drug.
It has been so long since I've traveled that when we got on the remodeled 737 and they have that little flap to place your phone in,
yeah,
I was like, ooh,
neato.
This is really good. And they've got a USB port right here in the seat in front of me. Like, things have changed now. This is like the Jetsons for me all of a sudden.
There it is. Hey, but see, Mark, you're familiar with the concept of not giving in to every temptation that presents itself?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Every 4 to 7 minutes. This is a...
You need a treat. I picture like tagging along behind.
Yes.
I'm picturing a bowl of edibles and white powder in front of you guys. Yes.
I'm a gerbil in places like this.
Put you on a wheel?
Yeah, put me on a wheel, ring a bell, and then let me gamble on a game. Or give me a 20 and put me in front of a slot machine.
It's like a little upside-down bottle of sugar water.
That's what it feels like.
Get you through a maze?
Yeah, there's sugar water in there, but every once in a while, a cigar pops out.
Amazing how that happens.
Every once in a while, a Macallan on a big rock falls out.
Macallan 18 you're drinking too, right?
Like, amen.
That's
when the opportunity presents itself to go hard, as we did. They're paying.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Tell them we know they're paying.
You're encouraged to take in the devil's juice and all that the devil offers.
Yes. It's true, and we're having a wonderful time. We appreciate everybody from Circa. I think Derek Stevens is going to stop down here later on. He knows everybody at this place. He, like, communicates with every employee, seeing him walking around, just running the joint. And we have clients here. Mm. So to your question about Mitch,
yeah.
Mitch is here taking care of the Binnie's people and the Great Clips people and the Horizon Therapeutics people.
Our guy Varen right here from Horizon Therapeutics.
And he's also taking care of the Circa people and making sure the Circa people take care of us. And he's also taking care of his bosses back home and his family. There's a lot of plates that are being spun by Mitch Rosen successfully.
What he does.
Yes.
And apparently, according to a texter, Mitch spent all day yesterday berating serving staff about Tanny's ham sandwich. What happened with the Tanny ham sandwich?
Grab a mic real quick.
Yeah, did something
what happened with your ham sandwich?
Something happened.
Explain yesterday when we were at Saginaw's Deli with Mitch.
Saginaw's Deli, which is the Jewish deli.
You got a ham at a Jewish deli?
Explain slack to Ryan. yeah, so we went to the...
Hi,
to
Chris.
The great, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
We went to the deli inside Circa here, which is great. A lot of great options. The food was delicious, by the way. Shane and I ordered at the same time. you know, I waited a little bit longer for my sandwich than Shane did. I wanted to have a light lunch before dinner yesterday, so I just got a little ham and cheese sandwich, nothing major. It took longer than anticipated, and we were sitting with Mitch. We met up with Mitch there, who was already there eating his matzo ball soup. So it was a while before I got my sandwich, and Mitch went into full Mitch mode, making sure I was comfortable, making sure I got my sandwich, got up, and started looking for sandwiches and answers.
And the listener knows, because I was doing a live hit on Lucy with Parkins at the time, and everything Mitch said was picked up in the background. Yeah, he's very angry.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I will wait for this sandwich all day because I'm out of the house.
Right.
I'm in the beautiful Circa.
Yes.
I will wait here all night if I have to.
Yeah. And they're like, do you want us to bring by a couple free desserts? And immediately, Mitch, yes, buy a couple free desserts.
And then Shane and I are like, we don't want these desserts. So we kind of left, and I don't know if they ever brought the desserts or not.
Probably
not. Yeah, I would have waited all day for that, and it's totally fine.
So you were fine. As usual, Tannehill was fine, and everybody else around him was not fine. That's the Tannehill story.
I like it.
Well, this is the thing, is that Tanny gets to feel that from Mitch. Usually Tanny is back at the shop doing the thankless but necessary tasks that Adam Studzinski is doing for us today. So God love you, Adam. We have all been there doing it. I used to do it for McNeil and Boers.
I haven't done it.
Well, yeah, you haven't.
Neither has Danny, so you're really filling it for
me. I'd look at one of those buttons, I'd hit this, and we'd be off the air, and something would be on fire.
You're welcome. It's too good to be a producer.
I realize now, but both Bernstein and Parkins have never done that gig. Those bastards. That explains a lot, really.
Will you guys be checking in with Parko today at all, or are you just going to leave him alone? Because I know he's very upset and jealous.
We'll let him have his day. Okay. Right. Don't you?
He's pacing around, waiting for the birth of his children.
He's 100% the potential birth, I believe, is the way I put it.
Yeah, the potential, yes. He's very, very busy.
Yes, he's just pacing. All right, and dare I ask you, is there any plan for today? Are you guys just going to roll out there? Any guests? I mean, people stopping by. What's going on the show today, dare I ask?
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. Seiya Suzuki makes his debut in a little less than an hour. We'll talk about that in a bit. We've got to talk about the Bulls a little more, as just discussed. Cody Decker is here, which is a great opportunity to talk to him about Suzuki in the MLB debut and his buddy Lucas Giolito and what the hell is going on with the White Sox. We've got that. Derek Stevens will come by. We want to hear from the Bears head coach, who nobody really cares about because he has very little to do Justin Fields. He has some stuff to say, but he's got very little to do with the success of the offense.
Well,
so
yeah.
That's dispiriting.
Yeah, and they're not really saying much about, like, his ability to play. But go ahead, Speed.
Yeah. So, you know, and live coverage of debauchery in all its wonderful forms here at the Circa Resort and Casino.
This is going to be a great listen. The guys are at Circa Resort and Casino. I hope you guys have a wonderful show, and please, please get back safely at some point in time. We would all appreciate that.
Not anytime soon.
If we have a choice and a say. Thank you, Mark. You're the best. That's
bye, guys.
Mark Grody.
Bye. Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.